Boy, did I have FOMO yesterday in an airplane looking at the day that you had, Tammy, hanging out with heroes. No big deal.
So the San Diego Air and Space Museum opened up their venue for Honor Flight San Diego, who was doing the Spirit of 45 celebration. What that is, it was the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. In 1945, August 14th, they announced the end of the war. And so there was 50 World War II veterans. There was also four Rosie the Riveters who were all recognized. By the way, the Rosies got their medals as well, which was a beautiful sight. The youngest of the bunch was 95. The oldest veteran was 109. And what an experience it was to be able to chat with them. It was so great.
109 years old.
Dressed impeccably in his uniform.
I feel 109 years old after coming back from a vacation.
And you know what, John? If you felt 109, you probably would have felt better than you do actually right now, because I was so impressed with how many of these heroes in their 90s and 100s who were walking on their own. You know, it was just an incredible moment, especially a lovely couple I had a chance to chat with.
Can you tell everybody your names and what part of San Diego you're from?
All right, it's Beverly and Earl Shalen, and we live in Spring Valley.
And what are your ages, sir?
Well, she's 91, I'm 97.
And you guys told us that you still play pickleball?
We do.
Yeah, we played yesterday.
We don't play the tournaments anymore. We're just doing it for fun. We're teaching our friends now.
Okay. Wait a second. That's the voice of a 90... No offense to Earl. Earl sounds a little older. That's the voice of a 91-year-old woman?
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, there was so much life and sparkle in that girl's eye, I was waiting for her to flip me.
That's amazing.
They were so great.
So you're the teachers,
yeah,
and you've won tournaments before.
National tournament. We won, yeah. In mixed singles, doubles, and mixed.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What is your favorite thing about playing pickleball?
It's just fun. It's very social.
Yeah.
Nobody gets mad and angry. You're playing different people all the time.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
Well, thank you, guys, and thank you for being here today, and thank you for your service.
All right.
Thank you.
I hope you have fun.
I will try it, just because you told me to. You got quite the little sparkle in your eye, young lady. I'd be afraid to meet you on the pickleball court.
She's tough.
I bet. I can see it.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
I still can't believe that woman's 91 years
old. I know. It was
and she's
so
kicking
great.
Everybody's butts on the pickleball court.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And the Rosie the Riveters, they were just so darling. If you've ever seen the poster with the Rosie the Riveter making the bicep curl, making the muscle with her handkerchief on her head, and a lot of them dressed that way for this event, and it was just a wonderful experience, and what an honor to be a part of it.
Well, it's Honor Flight San Diego, after all. It's right there in the name. Honor Flight San Diego is a fabulous organization that depends on public donations to send World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War veterans to Washington, D.C. so they can mm-hmm. see the monuments that were built in their honor. And Tim and I are lucky and privileged enough to have been guardians in the past. We will be in the future. Can't wait to do that. There's all kinds of opportunities for you to volunteer to be a guardian, to sign somebody up that doesn't even know that they can go
yes.
on a free trip and see these monuments and be treated as the heroes that they are. You can go to honorflightsandiego.org to sign up, to find out all the information, to donate, tell everybody you know, because if we don't donate, they don't get to go.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. honorflightsandiego.org.